Today's daf was Yom Daf Chav Daled. Let's review quickly. The end of Daf Chav Gimel discussed the machlokas whether Trumas Hadeshen is considered an avoda or not considered an avoda. The opinion that holds that it is considered an avoda would hold it needs to be done with Daled Begadim, and the one that says not considered an avoda would hold it does not need to be done with Daled Begadim. Only the two Begadim that are mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk are necessary in order to do the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara suggests, Neima Kitanai, maybe this is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa in a Braisa. Because Rabbi Yehuda darshins from the word Yilbash that the Kohen who does the Trumas Hadeshen has to wear the Mitznefes V'Avneit. He has to wear all Dalid Begadim. And Rabbi Dosa says, no, we learn from the word Yilbash that the Kohen Gadol's Begadim that he wears in Yom Kippur can be worn by a Kohen Hedyot throughout the rest of the year. So don't you see that Rabbi Dosa holds you don't need Dalid Begadim to do the Trumas Hadeshen because he doesn't make that drasha to tell me that you do. Must be he holds that you don't, and therefore Trumas Hadeshen is not an avoda. Yehuda holds, you do need Dalad Begadim, therefore it is an avoda. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya that Rabbi Dosa necessarily holds it's not an avoda. Maybe Rabbi Dosa really holds you do need Dalad Begadim in order to do the Trumas Hadeshen. The only reason he uses Yilbash to darshan something else because he thinks it's obvious that you need Dalad Begadim to do Trumas Hadeshen. We don't need a special drasha to tell me that you need Dalad Begadim to do Trumas Hadeshen. The Gemara then raises the question, Trumas Hadeshen Bekama, how much do you have to take off? How many ashes? What quantity of ashes does one need to remove in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? Should we say it's like Trumas Meiser and therefore you need 10%? Or should we say it's like Trumas Midyan and therefore it's 1 in 500 the way Rashi understands? The Gemara says neither. We assume it's comparable to the kometz of a Karban Mincha. So you need a kemitza in order to fulfill in the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. The Gemara moves on to a discussion about those avodos that a zar is chayiv misa, a non-kohen is chayiv misa if he does them. Zrika, Haktara, Nisa Chamayim, Nisa Chayayin. Rav holds that's it. Levi says Trumas Hadeshen also. That also for Trumas Hadeshen, it's considered to be an avoda that a zar is going to be chayiv misa for. What they really argue about is how to darshan the pasuk that talks about the chayiv misa for a zar. Certainly the avoda says of avodasam, which we darshan avoda tama, that it has to be the final avoda in a series in order for a zar to be chayiv misa. Cannot be an avoda sheyesh achareha avoda, but that everyone agrees to. But they argue whether we also make a drasha that only avodas matana and not avodas siluk is going to be considered a real avoda. Only avodas of putting things on the mizbeach, as opposed to an avoda of removing something from the mizbeach, which may not be considered a real avoda. That's what the machlokas is really about. The Gemara tells us that a zar is chayiv even for an avoda siluk when it's done b'chutz. I mean, even if you normally hold a zar as potter for avoda siluk, that's bifnim, but not b'chutz. The Gemara says the heichal as a din of bifnim. We then discussing the concept of avoda tama. The Gemara asks, why isn't the zar chayiv for a whole series of malachas? Why isn't he chayiv for sidra shulchan, sidra brazichin, sidra samenora, nasan psila, nasan shemen, hidlik? The Gemara says, well, he's not going to be chayiv for hadlaka because hadlaka is lav avodahi. Hadlaka is not considered to be an avoda. We raise the question for sidra maracha, he should be chayiv for sidra shnei gezirin, he should be chayiv. And each of them we answer by saying that it's not really an avoda tama. There's always something that follows it which makes it not an avoda tama. Toward the end of the daf, the Gemara asks, Lama mafisin v'chozen mafisin. Why do we do the pious so many times, four separate times? Why don't we just do all four raffles at one shot, and then we'll cover everything? So the Gemara answers that no, we don't do it all at one shot because we want l'kedei l'hargish kol ha'azara. We want to make a big scene in the azara. It makes a bigger kiddush shem shemayim. Then the Gemara says, okay, b'mem mafisin. Which begadim are worn during the pious? So Rav Nachman says the big day chol, because if it were to be big day kodesh, then people will get all excited and they'll run and push their way to do the avoda even if they don't win the pious. And Rav Shesha says, no, it's big day kodesh, because if it was big day chol, we have to worry that agav chavivusei, that because people are so excited to do the avoda, they'll do the avoda in the big day chol. So we want them to already be wearing the big day kodesh so that they could do the avoda right away as soon as they win the pious. That's the basic chazara of Yom Adav Chav Daled.